one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
That's it, baby, Tony.
Boom! That man right there. Boom! Right there. Boom! Bubba Gumpito.
What?
He's a Canadian. Good day, Tony.
He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Good day to you, sire.
Good day.
Brucey Brown, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know, the center of the world converges on Colorado. I feel pretty lucky today, too.
The known world.
The luckiest guy in the world.
You should be. Otter, how are we?
Sony, we have the NBA Finals. I'm fucking pumped.
Fuck, we do have the NBA Finals. What's on tap for today's show? Boom, NBA Finals.
Boom.
Boom. Maybe the MLB game starts 15 minutes.
Boom.
A very short MLB slate. Is there footy tomorrow?
Good news. Only EPL is done, so we do have footy for this weekend.
Do we have a Champions League final this weekend?
No, not till the 10th.
That's unbelievable. Fine.
Letting those boys rest.
Okay, let's recap last night. How did we do?
Red Sox lost. The Yankees won on the first five plus a half, but lost in the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, that was the old 0-0 fucking barn burner.
Yeah, it was flying by.
Sox first five hit.
Oh, there you go. I had him full.
Arizona first five hit. Astros got spanked.
Astros did get spanked.
Brewers first five plus a half hit. Pirates spanked the Giants.
Hell yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. The Dads.
Cincinnati Dads. And MLS plus 210 money line 3-1.
Damn.
Yeah, the Phillies lost. Carrasco fucking threw a gem.
Carrasco's had two good starts in a row.
Might have to start thinking about him differently, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. How'd Dirty Mike and the boys do?
Lost.
2-1 so far.
So Howie the Rat.
One of the wins was plus 220.
Vinny the Rat. Feels like Vinny the Rat's down bad.
Well, it feels like every time Howie the Rat picks one, it's the loser of fucking Dirty Mike. So Howie the Rat may be mushing Dirty Mike.
No, well, yeah, that's what I was going to say was the last two picks have actually been...
Stan Wawrinka.
Lost.
And Tommy Paul.
Lost.
Tommy Paul lost?
Yeah, probably shouldn't bet on somebody just because they have a hot girlfriend.
Well, I didn't know that's why you were doing it. So
yeah, me either.
I didn't know that's why Vinny the Rat was doing it.
It's quite the gambling angle, but you know.
Yeah, you gotta find an angle.
Yep. 2-1 today, one of the wins being plus 220. We await Dirty Mike's picks for tomorrow.
I'm not texting.
Where are we at, Dirty Mike?
He's typing.
How long do we wait?
He's typing.
Was this guy still asleep?
Let's circle back. It's 5 a.m. Circle
back. Now he's on suspension.
I need these picks. Like, I need fucking Seattle Kraken.
He's doing it. So he's texting and breaking it up. Like, you know how people, I do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I like, and now he's typing again.
Oh, God.
Crack house. We're addicted to Dirty Mike's fucking information.
I am. I'm playing it.
There's only two tennis guys I trust in this world, okay? Dirty Mike and the boys, Nigel Seeley.
Hell yeah.
Nigel Seeley.
Me too. That's about
have you talked to Nigel anytime recently?
I haven't had a chat with him lately. Looks like he's living good, though.
He is living. I love that, man. We need to get him back on.
Tomorrow's picks are in.
Let's go.
Let's start today. No, we can't start today's show with tomorrow's French Open picks. We start today's show in... the center of the known world.
Thank God.
The center of the universe. The center of the NBA universe for sure.
Rockies and Diamondbacks?
Rockies and Diamondbacks. No. No. Today's the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
Playing for Larry O, baby. And it's a 9-point spread in Denver. Let me break down maybe a little tail of the tape, okay?
Go on.
Miami Heat, 23-28. On the road, Denver 42-7 at home.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. One of these teams, though, Denver has had a very long layoff. Why? Because they swept the Los Angeles Lakers. It looked like the Heat were going to sweep the Boston Celtics, but they didn't. They went to game seven. So now here we are. We have altitude in Denver playing in their favor, home crowd playing in their favor. Maybe a little bit of rust, though, going against them. 9 is the spread. 219 is the total. How do we feel?
Definitely on Jokic over 27 and a half.
Yep.
Yep.
Definitely start there.
Okay. Yep. That's the first bet that I took, actually, because, I mean, yeah. Bam's going to get bullied.
Why do you have to say it like that?
I mean, dude, we watched him play.
Why do you got to be negative about Bam? Why can't you just be positive about Jokic?
He at least offensively will challenge Jokic to do things that a traditional, you know, center won't.
Mitt.
Because we just saw Anthony Davis and how he fared against Joker. And, I mean, he's the best player in the world right now. He's unguardable.
Yeah, so you're being positive about Joker. That's nice.
I mean, I'm just saying, what Joker's going to do is going to be unreal. Bam probably will only guard him for the first half because he'll probably have 30. He's so good offensively. And then
they're not going to sit in man that long.
Every player on the court, every player on the court is an elevated player.
Yep. And they're all going to be trying to guard Jokic at one point in some way or another. Yeah, I'm with you there on Jokic over 27 and a half, Gump. And then I'm playing the Heat plus 9 just because I simply am not laying 9 in the NBA Finals.
I was kind of shocked. Nah, maybe I shouldn't have been because 9 is a large spread.
I was surprised it was below 10, actually.
Every sports book you're looking at, the majority of the money is on the Heat.
And it's been going towards the Heat because it opened at 8.5.
They've been covering like Mad Men.
They have been covering like Mad Men.
I mean, I've been taking the Heat when they've been getting plus 9. I mean, I kind of ate 3 games last series, just taking a money line. I'm still going to take them plus 9. I might sprinkle money line too.
I have 2 bets.
Two.
Heat first quarter plus 3.5.
Ooh.
And Nuggets fourth quarter minus 140.
Fourth quarter. I'm gonna lay the 9.
Laying it.
I think it's too quick of a turnaround. Even if Denver's a little bit rusty, it feels like game one against the Lakers, man. Like the Lakers shot fucking 60% in the second half and still fucking couldn't come close. Like, just think game one, it's all Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen Joker play in a while. This, I do think it's going to be a big, all right, welcome back moment. But Bill Walton kind of talked me into this one. I love this bet that I found here. Okay. This is a good one, Tony. Kyle Lowry over 14 points, rebounds, and assists.
All right.
So,
not terrible.
I mean, if he has, what, six assists, 2 rebounds, 10 points, like, there we go.
What's
We've lost the Caleb Martin market, by the way.
It's gone.
Yeah, the Caleb Martin market is long gone.
Yeah, it came in pass.
Blew away.
What's the Bruce Brown market at?
He's at 11.5 too.
Man. Oh, that's a little light. I feel like that's a little light.
That's light.
That's high.
Yeah, it's
for Bruce Brown
for a non-star. Wait, is he starting? He's not starting, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, for a non-starter, 11 points. No way. No way I'm going to take it. I'm not saying he's not going to get it.
Bruce Brown.
Yeah, I want to, but I do struggle with the... What's 10 plus? That's a little more palatable. Lay some juice with Bruce Brown.
In games...
Minus 190.
Where Bruce Brown's threes.
Dude, Jokic to record a triple-double is minus 110.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging a 30-point triple-double in the playoffs.
The next person is Jimmy at plus 2,500.
You know what? I will take Bruce Brown over 11.5.
What? I want to take Bruce Brown's threes now.
Do it.
Aaron Gordon at 12.5 seems light.
Yeah.
Just rattle off.
Aaron Gordon. Yeah, that's a great bet.
Bruce Brown. Best player. In his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
17, 14.
25, 13, woo! 16, 12, 15. In the last game, he did have 6, but that didn't matter because the fucking Lakers, it was the last game. It was 4-0. Fucking, we didn't need him.
Didn't need him.
Didn't need Bruce Brown, bench all-star.
Give me Bruce Brown over 11.5.
You know what? I'm joining you, but I'm going to lay it on the 10+.
Yeah.
Just a nice little scud missile.
Actually, what's his points, rebound, assist?
I don't know if they have that.
Is it fucking player combos? Is that what it's under? Players, points, rebounds, and assists. They don't have it. That's a damn shame.
I'll find it.
Points and rebounds, though? What do we got here?
Bam at 16 and a half seems heavy.
Oh, points and rebounds, 15 and a half. Give me that.
Why not?
Bam under 16 and a half is even money.
Bruce Brown, points, rebounds, and assists over 17 and a half.
I mean, Bam can score. He did lose his legs, it did seem like, towards the end of that Celtics series. So it'll be interesting to see how he holds up at altitude. But, you know, there is a lot of disrespect for Bam coming into the series. I also, there's some talk with Bill Walton about Cody Zeller coming in. Kevin Love, obviously, it was on the Cavaliers, is 6-2 against Nikola Jokic. Something to watch.
Who?
Kevin Love.
No, against who?
Nikola Jokic. I picked that up from Bill Walton as well. Nikola.
Sure, but
Jokic.
Isn't it a soft J? Is it not a soft J?
Probably is, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Jokic?
Jokic.
Jokic?
Jokic.
Like I'm going for a Yog.
I struggle. I struggle with the soft J. It is a word in the language.
Yeah, but you're from Croatia.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I get yelled at about it.
Bruce.
Okay.
Bruce is actually born in Croatia.
False.
All right.
I do have a Jimmy ticket for him to win MVP just in case. It's at like plus 480 now. I still like it.
Yeah, I mean, what's the?
Oh, I was gonna go series exacta.
5 games.
What do you think? I'm thinking six.
Yeah, 4-2. Nuggets 4-2.
Feels right.
Yeah, I'm thinking Nuggets and six.
Feels like we should do a first basket bet.
Ooh, Nuggets and yeah. Nuggets and six is plus 430.
Feels like we should do a first basket.
You know what?
Who are you thinking, Tony?
I'm looking at the lineups here. And, I don't know.
Jamal Murray plus 600.
Yeah, give me Michael Porter Jr. corner three at plus 1,000.
I'm taking.
Oh, I don't hate that.
I'm going to take Bam Adebayo plus 600. Let's go.
Give me, I'm going to go method.
Ooh.
Give me Gabe Vincent, 3-point field goal.
What plus is that?
Plus 2,400.
Fucking heat check off the rip. If Gabe Vincent is standing there wide open, he might take 5 seconds to shoot the ball.
It would be awesome.
Come on, Gabe. Man. Come on. All right. That's NBA tonight. Tomorrow we'll pick hockey.
Hell yeah.
Without further ado, Dirty Mike's French Open picks of the day.
Shapovalov ding dong to win a set plus 180. He must be Shapovalov.
Shapovalov. You have to say that because there's probably people who
Shapovalov
who are listening who don't know who
he's Shapovalov. A beauty. I think his first name's Dennis with one N. It might not be. But Shapovalov, yeah, I like the lad. To win a set plus 180. So he must be going up against a heavy hitter.
Okay.
Nori. Plus 130.
The N-O-R-I or?
And then that same Italian guy. Fognini.
Same Italian guy.
Minus 140.
Running back, he said. Yeah. What's his odds, Bruce?
Minus 140.
Minus 140.
Boom.
Nice.
Win.
Boom, 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 boom.
Winner.
Boom.
Baseball. 3:40, Colorado and Arizona. First pitch. I don't think it's underway.
I'm on the D-backs. Rocky scratched the pitcher.
Seabold versus... Oh, so it's not Seabold anymore?
No, it is Seabold. He's the replacement.
Versus Zach Davies. Anything from you on that one?
Yeah, I'm on the D-backs too.
Let me pull up my bets because I've been forgetting to put them in. Pisses me off.
Yeah, D-backs first five for sure.
It's kind of the best... It's the POD if we're looking at the remaining tree.
It's unbelievable.
bit of shrapnel out there.
I'm going to take... Oh, which one was it? Oh, boy. I didn't... Huh. Interesting. I think I'm going to go... Hold on. Let me look at him. This one is Cincy versus your beloved Red Sox.
Yeah, they're in a bit of a schneid right now.
They are on a bit of a schneid right now.
Sale day.
It is sale day. Hunter Green, sale.
Jeez.
Give me give me the Reds first five plus a half.
I'll take Sox first five money line.
I too like the Sox full game. They got to get one here.
If we lose to the Reds, we got swept at Fenway by the NL Central.
Actually,
has that ever happened?
God, we usually dominate interleague, dude.
I'm gonna go three first five plus a halves. I'm gonna go Reds, Guardians, Angels, all first five plus a half.
Angels?
Yeah, Angels.
Are you mad, Tony?
Are you sure, Tony?
Are you mad?
Are you fucking mad, man?
Something to think about.
Is this baby kid pitch much?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Let me pull up his stats real quick.
Against Pablo Lopez, your boy, Tony?
Yeah, I don't bet totals, but this one's going under.
So, Pablo, hold on. Let me get Bibby first. Bibby's got a 288. He's got six starts, 35 innings pitched. It's pretty good. Huh?
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. Pablo, he started the season well. He was my guy, okay? But he's now got a 4-1-1, and that's because he's given up four in his last start, five in the start before that. He's mixed in some bad starts after a real go. Guardians first five plus a half.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out on that game. I got nothing.
And then
he has mixed in some bad starts, but the Guardians are dead last in Major League Baseball against right-handed pitchers.
Yeah, they not great.
If you get a chance,
Minnesota's like 27. I was looking
at it last night.
Over the last month,
you get a chance. Look at how many players are batting over 300 or 300 in the MLB.
Not anymore, pal.
Lucky to find one a team, dude.
Jet, why don't they just slap the ball the other way?
I was looking at Edgar Martinez's stats the other day, and he was goddamn 300 every year.
When A-Rod was talking about that Mariners team, man.
They were the best.
I thought the pitch clock was supposed to help out the hitters this year.
No, it was supposed to speed up
the game.
So wouldn't that
shift?
The shift was supposed to.
Yeah, the shift.
And then I like Detmers against Blanco, who I don't believe has had a MLB start before, but I could check. Let me look.
Ronel Blanco.
I could be wrong.
Ronel's a bit of a dog. Detmers.
Oh, he's an opener. He's an opener.
Stros at home. First five money line.
Blanco's an opener.
Hell yeah.
Blanco.
Ronel Blanco.
Yeah.
Blanco.
Give me the plus a halves all the way around tonight.
Give me the Stros.
So, yeah, I am on Angels, Guardians, Reds, all first five plus half.
Red Sox first five money line, Stros first five money line.
Yeah.
D-backs, Red Sox.
Okay. How was MLS last night, you said?
Not bad. 4-3.
Whitecaps with a bomb.
Sounders are on a bit of a schneid.
Whitecaps at, what was that, 1-1 after 6 minutes?
Yeah, it was 2-2 at the half. They put up a four piece in the second. They're playing well, man.
Bit of a bang.
In the Memorial, Matt Wallace is your lead at 400, tied with Adam Schenck, who is 400 through seven, who lost in the playoff last week. 400 through seven.
Yeah, Schenck.
Pretty good.
How about Schenck? I'm pretty sure named his kid Bunker.
Really?
So his son, I believe, is named
Adwin in the mix.
Bunker Schenck.
Adwin's up there.
Victoria lad.
Trying to look some guys that we talked about. Let's see.
We didn't talk about him, but Shane Lowry went super low on the front nine today.
Cantlay is minus 1-11.
Hovland 1-under. Hovland's playing pretty steady.
Rom finished minus 2. Very good for today. Jordo's minus 2-10. Denny McCarthy. We kind of talked about.
You know who's missing?
Scheffler's at 2-over.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. He'll get back.
We're a day away from red figures is all that means.
We talked about Hatton's minus 1.
Guy goes over one round, Bruce, up his ass.
I said it. Well, yeah, red figures is good, dude.
Yeah. Siwoo's top 10. Sorry, top 20.
Harry English 1-under.
That's not bad.
Wyndham Clark 2-under.
Where's Byung Young? see. Am I missing?
Billy Hope plus eight. Gee.
Billy has been a bit of a struggle bus lately.
He cooked?
No, just a bit of a rut. I mean, Cooch Daddy's down there too. You wouldn't say that the Cooch is cooked, would you? Can't cook Cooch.
I saw Kiz was up there for. He must have fallen. He must have. Oh, Byung Young is even. He went even today. Kiz Daddy plus three.
Stu Sink, one under.
There you go.
That a one baby.
We have anything else that I'm missing?
What's that?
We have anything else that I'm missing?
Just like Fiorentina draw Novet tomorrow, Syria.
Okay.
Lacrosse starts Saturday. I'm watching the practice films that they put out.
Okay. Any lines out yet?
Yeah, actually there are some lines out. There's two games on Saturday. The Redwoods are plus 2.5 against the Atlas, who are not that good. I don't remember them being very good. And then the Cannons are plus 2.5 against the Archers. The Archers are very good. I think they were in the championship game last year.
All right, so we'll get some of those on Picks Friday or what?
Yeah, yeah.
The Archers are all pucks on net.
The Archers of infamy?
Yeah, they shoot the ball like infinity times.
Yeah, Connor Powell's pretty good.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Picks Friday.
There we go.
What say you?
Hell yeah.
I have started also the dive into 2023 college football.
Yes!
Baby Tom.
The XL is out. I've decided I don't know if I'm going to do the traditional. I might load an AI into the XL to see what happens.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of data entry. If I could just get the AI to just fucking put the numbers in for me, that'd be great.
I mean, don't the sports books use AI?
You know what I'm talking about, Bruce?
I do. We can maybe look into it.
I've looked into it. I just got to fucking load it in.
Yeah, probably.
If you're not sticking with times, you're gonna be left behind.
Yeah, yeah. Still got to download a CSV at some point.
Don't know what that is.
That's where you take a file from a website, it goes in the
code. Yeah, that's crazy. All the things you might not know.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.